Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered how some women seem to have all the luck in romance? Why have they found their king while you keep struggling to find and create love, and love that lasts? Want to find extraordinary love? And who wouldn't? Stay tuned. Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, spiritual relationship healer, and somatic body psychotherapist, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the book, Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, the book series, actually, and the romantic novel, Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of the life-changing 30-Day Love Challenge. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. Today, I'm delighted to speak with Orchid Tao, the mindful love coach and creator of the Date Like a Badass coaching program. With a title like that, how can you go wrong? A graduate of UC Berkeley, when Orchid entered her 30s, she decided to put an end to the painful drama that had consumed her life for decades. She became completely fed up from negative consequences resulting from her own lack of self-love, self-worth, and emotional independence, which of course drove her to choose the wrong men and the wrong relationships, and as she describes it, addictively. By doing empowering self-work, including healing her past, which is so important, and dedicating herself to the study of healthy love, she found her amazing king and is now enjoying the relationship that so many told her just wasn't possible. So today, Orchid Tao coaches women to heal their lives and build personal dating and relationship skills that enable them to find their right man and create healthy, happy, lasting love, too. She helps single women find their right man, and her new series, which is really going to help you if you're ready to take a look at what it takes. This is the Extraordinary Love series, and I'm delighted to be one of the speakers on this event. So I'm so happy to welcome you, Orchid Tao.
Thank you, Dr. Erica. I'm so excited and happy to be with you on this show today and to share with all the women who are listening what it takes to truly have extraordinary love.
And we think that we know because we've been brought up in a certain family. We think we know how to do it based on our family. And then we go out into the world and it doesn't always work so well. So I would love you to tell us your background and what led you to creating this summit and working with women to find love.
Well, you know, what I found is there are three things that everyone has to do in order to really find what they want. And that includes inner self-work combined with practical, wise dating skills, as well as masterful communication skills. So you need to work on all three of those areas if you're going to find your right man and create a healthy, happy relationship that actually lasts.
Well, it's all so important. I wouldn't even say one is more important than the other. But what hit me was the masterful communication instead of that spontaneous emotional communication. So tell us about your background. You know, how did you discover this, and, you know, what was happening that led to this?
Well, you know, I was a love addict, actually. You know, as a child, I didn't feel loved by my parents. So, you know, right from the start, self-love and self-worth, and, you know, that I didn't have that. So, and the only way that I ever experienced any kind of kinship was through having boyfriends. So I went from one to another, you know, starting in my teenage years, all the way through, you know, my early 30s. And it was just a miserable experience. And because I had so many, you know, I see it as a blessing because I was able to clearly see the pattern. And
I see a few more things, Orchid. I see that first you were able to meet men, so you attracted them. You did something right. But then why did you say it was miserable? Like, what would happen? What went wrong?
Well, I would attract unavailable men, abusive men. And if there was a guy who's going to commit, you know, we really weren't compatible and we didn't have the skills to make the relationship last. So there was a lot of volatility, you know, not being able to handle mm-hmm. conflicts maturely and healthily and to express our feelings to each other healthily and maturely. So that's, you know, when I saw that pattern, I just said, this has to stop. And I, you know, searched high and low for everything I could get my hands on to improve.
So what helped you? What kind of things helped you along the way?
So first, I really had to, you know, I figured out that my negative relationship pattern was stemming from my childhood, you know, my relationship with my parents. And I really had to work on healing and forgiveness of what happened and not identifying myself as a victim anymore. And, you know, and just knowing and cultivating self-love and self-worth, just knowing that I really do deserve that. I deserve and I'm worthy of love. No matter what, you know, any external things that I may or may not have, it's independent of all that. So just really cultivating wholeness and, you know, being your own best friend, really getting a grip on the self-talk, the things you say to yourself, how you treat yourself, how you let others treat you. So it's all of this.
So you started to feel worthy of love, and then what happened?
So then I started to have, you know, be really good at creating boundaries. So because I, you know, was able to cultivate that self-worth, I would no longer put up with anything that was less than respect, honesty, and love. And I also didn't put up with, mm-hmm. you know, settling. Like, you know, because a lot of times people do that. You know, they say, well, I'll just settle for him because I don't believe there are enough good men in the world or I can get any better. That's part of self-love and self-worth as well. Knowing that you really do deserve a king, like someone you really don't have to doubt if he's the one or doubt that he's good enough.
Pretty powerful. Okay, so then what happened? What led to your working with women to help others?
Well, so, you know, I really examined, I started to feel like, you know, I'm dying here in these back-to-back relationships that and experiences that are just so destructive. So I came up with a plan. I devised a plan, a dating plan, a mindful dating plan to sort out, you know, the men that were undeserving. And I refined this process, and that is what has led me to find, you know, one of the major factors that helped me to find my king. So, for instance, you know, I looked at how men responded in the beginning, how they treated me, how they, you know, acted, and I took off my blinders. You know, if there was a red flag or there was something I didn't like, I would address it or I would stop seeing them, you know, instead of just investing and ignoring the signs and my own gut feelings.
Wow. That alone is huge, because one of the problems that I see is that women don't meet men so easily. So they don't have all these different choices. And then they finally meet someone and they haven't met anyone else in a while. So they stay much longer than they really should.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really believe that a huge reason why women don't meet more men is because they don't believe they can meet more men, and they're not taking actions to meet more men. They're not really doing all that they can to meet more men. They just sit in their house and think, I can't meet any men.
Right. But look at it, that it's somewhat like a job search. I mean, if you need to get a new job so that you can pay your bills, there's a lot of work involved. You might network with people and look at ads and call people and go into businesses. You know, there's a lot to do to get a job. And to meet someone, there's a lot of things you can do.
Yes. And, you know, I understand if you really do live in a small town, but, you know, online dating is a great way to jump into an ocean of men. But if you're in a pretty regular sized town or bigger, there are men crossing your path all the time if you leave the house on a consistent basis. You know, and it's really just opening up your mind to creating the possibility of meeting men everywhere you go, and to really, you know, be inviting to them, say hi.
Well, one of the things that I realize about online dating, people are looking for the right person through the online dating, but they might not meet the person that way. It's just that they keep meeting people for coffee or for anything, just meeting and talking, and it gets you used to meeting and talking with people so that you'd be a
great
little more
practice.
Receptive. You know, it's practice. That's what I'm saying. And if someone looks at it that way, it's a little bit better.
It really is. And I think, you know, with online dating, I think for a lot of people, you know, you jump into the ocean and then it's like, but I don't like him and I don't like him, or he doesn't like me. And you get a lot of that because it's online. And I just feel like you just really have to have strong self-love and self-worth, because if you do, it will carry you through any kind of rejection. You know, that's a huge thing. You know, if you have deep self-love and self-worth, then you won't take it so personally and have it, you know, break you because someone wasn't interested. And to me, it's like, if you're not interested, keep going.
Yeah. Well, there's something that we have to realize, that every person has their own idea of what they want, and you might not fit that idea. And it doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. Like, you could be very successful and, you know, and an entrepreneur and really a go-getter, and this other person wants somebody who's going to stay at home and be a housewife and not be an entrepreneur. So it doesn't make something wrong with you. It's just you just don't match.
Correct. And it's so empowering to really, not, you know, get yourself to a place where you don't have to make a big deal of rejection and make a big story, a negative story about yourself, because they're not
I
true.
Remember a guy telling me once that he worked in a hospital, and he asked out every single nurse, and finally one of them said yes, and he married her. You know,
oh.
He had like 100 people reject him first. But in other
good
words, you have
him.
To really, you have to have that strength, internal strength, to not give up and keep going until you find the right one.
Yes, resilience, right?
Yes. So I have a question for you.
Yes.
What do you find women repeatedly doing that interferes with their attracting men or prevents them from getting their relationship to last?
Attracting men in general, as in numbers-wise?
Yeah, I guess so. First, attracting a man that they want. What do they maybe do wrong repeatedly that interferes with that?
Well, you know, there are many things, but one thing is just being so afraid of whether or not they're going to be liked. And and that is a losing position, guaranteed losing position. You know, you want to be the pleaser, and, you know, you need approval and validation from someone. Instead, an empowered position to be in is just to know who you are and be able to express yourself authentically. And then whoever aligns with that is the only person worth paying attention to. Everyone else you can just sort out.
Wow. Wow, that's powerful. All right, so what do women do that prevents them from keeping a relationship going?
Like I mentioned earlier, masterful communication. I believe, you know, when I work with women, I teach them communication skills, listening, how to express their feelings in a healthy, mature way, how to work out conflicts and triggers in healthy, mature ways. You know, and it does take two people. You have to choose a partner that is willing to step up and learn those skills too. And you have to, you know, figure out whether or not he's willing to commit to doing that before you get into a committed relationship. Because even if, you know, you're really compatible and, you know, you have great chemistry and great sex and whatever, it might be good for, you know, 6 months, a year or two or whatever. But reality will come along and you're going to have to deal with conflict. And no matter how great it may be, you will eventually kill the love and hit a point of no return if you do not both have those skills.
Right, and over time, if you don't have those skills, you tend to go apart. And then one of you meets someone somewhere else, at work or somewhere else, and that person opens up and is communicating well with you, and that just pulls a relationship apart because you reach out to others outside the relationship. So that communication skill is so important. So another
question.
And
you can just start now. You can start learning about it now and practicing with the people in your life because you're going to need a lot of practice.
Right. I love that. Start now. That we forget. You know, I'll start that after the holidays. But that perfect person might be at that holiday party. So start now. You know, whenever. All right. So stop.
Oh, I
want to
say one more thing about me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, may I say one more thing about communication? So,
sure.
You know, even in the early courting dating phase, if your communication skills are, you know, not great, you can really push a great guy, scare a great guy away.
Wow,
you know,
so
the healthy
true.
Man, the healthy man who's looking for a woman to invest in is going to be scared away if, you know, you're the type that attacks and blames and lashes out when you have something to address.
I've also seen the opposite, where it's a woman or a man who acts so easy to be with and says all the right things at the beginning, and it's manipulation.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That's where you know, you really have to be very, very, very committed to matching the words with the actions, and the actions are mm-hmm. the truth, not the words.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to watch someone's actions, not only their actions with you, but their actions with their family, with their friends, what they tell you about their previous relationships. You're like, you really need to look at that person and find out, is it true, whatever they're presenting? Because
right.
people can be wonderful for a few weeks or a few months when they're trying to win
right.
you over.
Right. And we have to, you know, a lot of times women will not, you know, grasp the truth because they're in love with the fantasy of this man.
Mm-hmm.
The
right.
idea of having a partner, having him now, having this one be the one, you know, and then they put the blinders on.
That reminds me of something I heard in my health club. This lady had just broken up with, I don't remember if it was her husband or a long-term boyfriend, and this new guy texted her, and she was all excited. She says, oh, he texts all the time. He's wonderful. He's so much better. You know, it was only a new relationship, and she had no idea if he was any better or what he would be like in a relationship. But that fantasy just took over.
Right, totally. Totally.
So what
really have to take
men
it slow.
Right. I want to know what stops men from falling in love with the woman.
Well, you know what here's a scientific fact. Men need to actually be able to pursue in order to fall in love. And this is, you know, one of the reasons why it's important to hold off on having sex. Because if you have sex with him too early, then there is no pursuit and there's no time for him to develop those feelings chemically in his brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's really important to hold off on having sex, you know, really make sure he really wants to get to know you as a person and is putting in the effort to do that and being reliable about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and if he does do that, he would only do so because he's developing feelings for you. One of the things is having sex too soon, and another is communication style, as I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what is this, how does a woman have to communicate that will help the man to love her?
Well, she has to present herself as a woman of high value, as a woman who loves herself and honors herself. And, you know, you can do that by, you know, really communicating your boundaries clearly with men so that they respect you. And you have to hold those boundaries and be disciplined in holding those boundaries, not letting things just slip and making all these exceptions. Because then, you know, you're not really that serious and he loses mm-hmm. respect.
I'd like to add something here. I just visited my aunt who just turned 96 yesterday. I visited her last week. She's in a rehab center. And we were talking about her life. She had a wonderful marriage, and then she had other men after her husband died. And she said, you know, I've always had good men. So I was asking her what she did or how that happened. And she said she convinced them that she was special. And I love
right.
that.
And how did she do it? How did she do that? Was it by telling them
well,
how she set up expectations to be treated?
She set up the expectations on how to be treated.
Yeah.
She had strong boundaries. Exactly. Yes. And so it was beautiful to hear that.
Yes. I'm so happy for her. That is a rare case. Yeah. That's so wonderful.
So what suggestions do you have for a woman who might say, and a lot of women say this after a while, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I can't seem to get a man to stay and make a commitment.
I believe that, you know, it's the way that you date. You have to efficiently and quickly figure out whether or not he's really right for you. You have to know yourself so deeply, know how you need what you need from a man to feel loved and cherished. You have to be asking questions that determine whether or not he is that person. And once you figure that out, you either keep him or sort him out and stop seeing him quickly. I mean, waiting around is not the thing to do. You know, if he doesn't want to come, it's not about getting him to commit. It's like, are you in or are you out? It's not about convincing him. It's just showing up authentically, communicating clearly, having a timeline, really committing to that timeline of dating, and moving on if it's not the one.
Just really knowing what you want and going after what you want.
Mm-hmm. And then letting it go right away if it's not what you want, not trying to make it something, you know, that it's not.
So many people don't follow that advice. They don't let go. They cling
right.
to someone no matter how much seems wrong with it. So I have another question. Why
mm-hmm.
is it important for women to listen to suggestions and advice of relationship coaches and therapists?
Because we have really done so much work educating ourselves, on one of the most complex things there is, to do as a human being, which is to have relationships. That is probably the hardest, most complex thing in our lives. It's also what's most meaningful, because that's how we, either do or don't have love in our lives. And love is being loved, and loving is the most important thing. When you're on your deathbed, that's all you're going to think about. Yet nobody really puts in the time to learn how to do it in a way that's smart and effective and efficient. And, if you want to do what most people do, which is not educate yourself, then you're in the category of most people who have really mediocre or miserable relationships, or one of the people that, get divorced, and divorce rates exceed 50% at this point. I just interviewed a divorce lawyer and, it's very clear that we as a society, maybe a planet, don't know how to do
right.
it right. And the people
No, I wouldn't
who are
say
the experts,
as a planet. There are cultures where they do cultivate love. There are some.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't hear about that too much.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately we don't. So we have to learn. We have to seek it out, and we have to learn. And it's important to work with someone who's... Uh-huh.
Yeah, just tell us about the Extraordinary Love series before the time runs out.
Okay. Yes, so I have a video interview series airing very soon, and it's called the Extraordinary Love Series, How to Find Your Right Man and Create the Lasting and Fulfilling Relationship You Truly Want. I've interviewed 49 of the world's best
wow.
experts.
Wow.
Love, dating, relationship, sex, intimacy experts, Dr. Erica is part of this amazing series. We are all sharing our best tools, tips, knowledge, advice on dating and relationships to really give you the foundation for, you know, what for really being able to manifest and keep extraordinary love. It's a free, profound love education, and you can sign up at www.extraordinaryloveseries.com.
And the link is on the page here, so people can click on that too.
Yes, so sign up on the link.
Orchid, I'd like you to leave like one final message before we go.
Your man, the one you truly want in your heart, the one that will truly love you, and you will truly love him, and you will never doubt, is definitely out there for you. Please hold on to that faith and do the work and gain the skills to meet him and keep him.
Wow, beautiful. And also, how can people get in touch with you?
You can definitely go to my website at www.orchidtao.com. So it's Orchid Like the Flower, O-R-C-H-I-D, Tao, which is T as in Tom, A as in Apple, O as in Oscar, .com, and sign up for my newsletter. You'll get on my mailing list and get my email that way.
Wonderful. So, Orchid Tao, thank you so much for participating in this interview today.
It's been an honor. Thank you so much, Dr. Erica. I wish you all the best.
Thank you. And please tune into that Extraordinary Love series. It's amazing. 49 people. Wow. So I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report about how to live to 100 and beyond and be happy and healthy and in love. And if you're ready for love, join the 30-Day Love Challenge, which will be starting again soon, right after the new year. And click the link in the right of column of my website, Dr. Erica Goodstone, to find out more. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.